Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. And I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. On Sunday morning, 9 to 12 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Out of the chute today, coming to you from Russia and the Ukraine, President Putin yesterday warned NATO and the United States that any deployment of troops or missiles in the Ukraine would cross a red line and prompt a military response. He stated, "The emergence of such threats represents a red line for us. I hope that it will not get into that, and common sense and responsibility for their own countries and the global community will eventually prevail." Then his foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, she stated that the armed forces of the Ukraine are increasing their military force, putting heavy equipment and personnel, and the number of troops in the conflict zone, which is already reaching 125,000 people. And if anyone does not know, it is half of the entire composition of the armed forces of the Ukraine. So, then also, the Russian forces are growing in Russia. And the Pentagon downplayed the Ukraine invasion hype. Well, the United States, their objective is to cause conflict in that area. Their objective is to get Russia to respond. Russia's not going to again. And the president of Belarus, he stated, his name is Alexander Lukashenko, he stated that he would suggest that Russian President Vladimir Putin return nuclear weapons to Belarus. Those atomic armaments would be the most effective in such a case. And he stated, "I am not saying this to say it. We are ready for this on the territory of Belarus." And he also stated that, "I would take this statement as a very serious warning, which is dedicated first of all to the reckless policy and the pursuit of the West." Things are continuing to escalate in that area. Then also, this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Then out of the Gateway Pundit, and I believe that probably Alex Jones may have just mentioned this, so I'll mention it briefly, that fully vaccinated patients may show mild symptoms after Omicron infection in Botswana. In other words, non-vaccinated show no symptoms at all. Gateway Pundit reported that South African Medical Association debunked the hysteria over the Omicron COVID variant. According to Angelique Coetzee, the chairwoman of the South African Medical Association, who first raised the alarm of the new COVID variant, says the new variant, known as the Omicron, causes unusual but mild symptoms. Unusual but mild symptoms. Then on Monday, 2 days ago, the Assistant Minister of Health and Wellness testified during a Parliament hearing that not one of the Omicron variant cases identified needs oxygen support or hospitalization. Not one of the Omicron variant cases identified needs oxygen support and hospitalization. And then the Assistant Minister, Slethomo Letsatsi, he stated Botswana has still 15 Omicron variant cases. Three of the patients showed mild symptoms, while the rest did not. Of those 15 cases, 11 were vaccinated, while those four unvaccinated did not show symptoms at all. Let it is be, boy, what these African names. Anyhow, those that did not have vaccinations showed no symptoms at all from the Omicron virus. Also, now out of Russian media, in an interview published 2 days ago on Monday, Anatoly, a virologist at the Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology, which pioneered Russia's Sputnik V jab. People have never heard of the Sputnik V jab. It has been going all over the world. Russia has been giving their jab to nations internationally. The United States and Europe, some of the nations in Europe will not are not on board with it because of the World Health Organization not allowing them to be. But it is effective. It could be their equivalent of ivermectin. But he said that it is not clear how deadly or infectious the new Omicron variant might be. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we're going to talk about the real viruses in the world that walk on two legs that talk to the press. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns. A Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Okay, so Anatoly Altstein, a virologist in Russia, he stated that there are reasons to think that the Omicron variant could be less pathogenic. He states that we already see Omicron having many mutations before more than Delta, more than 30 in a single gene of its spike protein. This is too many. It means that the virus has an unstable genome. As a rule, that sort of infection agent becomes less dangerous because evolutionary and overwhelmingly number of mutation leads to a weakening of the virus's ability to cause disease. He states that also, if this rule holds true, then Omicron would be fatal in only a small fraction of cases and would become less than other common seasonal infections. Now, he's out of Russia. Then we have out of the United States, we have Dr. Homan Hemmanotti. He's a PhD research scientist. He explained how the latest variant of COVID-19 could actually bring an end of the pandemic sooner. On Fox and Friends this morning, he stated that the Omicron variant, based on a few reports from South Africa, could be highly infectious and cause little disease, meaning that many people around the globe could be exposed and develop antibodies. This was this morning on Brian Kilmeade's Fox and Friends. And I don't know if Brian Kilmeade mentioned it this morning on the 7 to 9 hour. I'm not sure. But it was this morning, this doctor, they interviewed him. So he said that, yes, it could be highly infectious and cause little disease, meaning that many people around the globe could be exposed and develop antibodies that would provide protection from future variants. So it actually, it might be strengthening the immune system of people. So, I just kind of wonder. I wonder if this is God's way of maybe another way naturally to overcome what has been introduced into the world by these murderers. Now, we're going to talk about, I know that everybody's tired of talking about Anthony Fauci. In the world, you have these dynasties of people. I've talked about the Rockefeller dynasty, the Clinton dynasties, Kennedy dynasties. Also, you have within the Rockefeller dynasty, you have the two cousins, Bill and Hillary. Bill and Hillary are both Illuminati. Hillary is more powerful as an Illuminati member than Bill. Why would she be more powerful as an Illuminati than Bill? It would be because of her father. In a family, let's say like the Rothschilds, you have five sons. In the way in which the matter of the dynasties who has the power in a dynasty. You have powerful dynasties, different families. But within a family, you can have more powerful members. Like with the Rothschilds, there was one brother, I'm trying to remember, it was Amschel, who was the top in the lineage and became more powerful than the other brothers, though they all worked together in the banking industry in Europe, France, Germany, Switzerland. But you had five brothers, but the way dynasties go, you have the person that is the top five, the top person in the lineage. Bill and Hillary. Why would Hillary be more powerful than Bill? It may be, in my document, as I have looked at documentation, it appears it has been very, very hidden that Hillary may be the daughter, the true daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. And Bill Clinton's lineage would come through, what was his name, out of Arkansas. But he was another brother that really wasn't, I think he was a governor of Arkansas at one time. But as the brothers go, David and Nelson were the top two in the lineage. And Winthrop was a brother, but a lesser in the power chain. So this is why Hillary's would be more powerful than Bill's. Now, let's talk about the lineage of... Well, I can't talk about it today. I don't have enough time. Klaus Schwab. There's a lineage there. Satanic lineage. Let's talk about Bill Gates. There's another lineage there. And maybe not a lineage in the sense of being powerful industrialists or economists, things like this. But in the occult world, you don't have to have pretty much notoriety. You don't have to be someone that's a big player in a society. The lineage is a hidden lineage, like what has been hidden with Anthony Fauci and Klaus Schwab and the Rockefellers and the Clintons, with the Joseph Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy, yes, there was a lineage there. But Joseph Kennedy became powerful when he joined a secret society, many societies, Pilgrim's Society, because you sell your soul. Now, with Anthony Fauci, his lineage comes back from the 1600s. And with Anthony, before we get to his lineage and go back in time, his lineage has brought him to a position where he is, yes, he is known. He has been known for 20, 30 years. But it's not just that he is known. It is who birds of a feather flock together. Who and how was he picked to do what he does? And how was he picked to do what he does with who he does it with? Okay? This is out of aimfortruth.org. This was out of May 11, 2020. Whistleblower nails Fauci and the Rothschilds. Highlands Group, which I've talked about in previous programs, maybe 3 months ago. DARPA, the Department of Defense. The Purbright Institute out of Europe, England. Serco, out of England. Kinetic, out of England. Goldman Sachs, both shores, but mostly United States. The U.S. Navy, the United States Air Force, the U.S. Army, the CIA, and the article, this is the name of the article, in Worldwide Bioterror. Now, Victor Rothschild's Pilgrim Society, this began in 1903, and you know that Rothschilds are going to be a part of it. The Rothschild lineage goes back into the occult way back. when the father initially began control at the time of Napoleon, and through strategies they became very wealthy, and through strategies they pretty much ruled Europe, and through their strategies the United States government and industries and families rule our America's economy and the economies of the world. So his Pilgrim Society led to the creation of Serco, Kinetic, the Purbright Institute, which is heavily involved initially, is the initial, you might say, group of scientists that began the vaccination programs. They work with IBM, Lockheed. They created IBM, Lockheed, RCA, NBC, CBS, Facebook. I was looking at and reading the attorneys for Facebook this morning. Do you know how many attorneys Facebook has? Not just individual people, but a law firm. Right at 100. You think that the United States government is going to destroy Facebook? That does not talk about the attorneys that Google has. Do you think the United States government is going to destroy Google, Facebook? They didn't have the power to destroy the Rockefeller Empire. No, because these corporations are in the book of Revelation chapter 17. They are a collective that actually becomes a great whore, a great prostitute that eventually will control the world. You have the finance of a nation, and then all of the corporations, like a multi-headed hydra, like a multi-armed Shiva, they're all connected. So Facebook, Google, these are all traitors within the United States, within the U.S. Joint Chiefs and the CIA, to implement the Internet of Things. The plan was greatly facilitated by their theft of the social networking invention of Leader Technologies, which I have talked about, Michael McKibben. This group of innovators and Michael McKibben, they put together what we would call Facebook and Twitter, all of the social networking apparatus, and it was taken by Mark Zuckerberg. He was the man that was put in. Zuckerberg was a friend with Michael McKibben's son. They were going to Yale. McKibben's boy should have probably been a little more tight-lipped. He wasn't. He talks to Zuckerberg. It would be Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. Once again, the lineages are all tied in together. The grandfather owns AG. The great-grandfather, another grandfather, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. So, and Zuckerberg working with the Department of Defense, with intelligence agencies at Yale, I believe it was at Yale, I don't think it was Harvard, they were able to take the patents in Europe, and McKibben and his group of innovators are at the present in a lawsuit with the United States government, with the military, with all these people that have been using their invention. They are owed billions and billions and billions of dollars. These poor people, do you think they're going to get an investment for their intellectual property, what they've created, what they've brought to the world? Well, I don't think so. Anyhow, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com to the podcast sections. 1360 AM radio is the top radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, cut it, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I realize that this isn't really, to some degree, this isn't casual listing. You really, it's a study. It's a, it isn't casual, just a casual listening. There's too much to remember. It really takes, you have to have the time. It's not piece, not just a piece here, a piece there. No, it's a flow. And to really get an understanding of who this man is, who he works with, the companies, the military, all of the U.S. agencies that are part of what has happened with this Fauci. They pick the right person. And the government admits, these agencies admit, even NASA, within NASA, within the space program, there is a deep occult group that works within NASA. Years ago, when NASA would get information coming back from what they were observing, what they were doing in the space program, only a certain group of people, when they were studying Mars, for example, only a small group within NASA was given the right to look at all the documentation, all the intelligence that was coming in, photos, And a group within NASA, they were wondering, well, why don't we get to, we're part of the program, we want to be part of this, and they were not allowed to be. Why? It's because part of NASA, the occult side of NASA, was looking for occult things out in the universe, looking for their father, the devil, and what was out there that was put there by him on Mars, like faces on Mars, like little cities on Mars, things like this, to give proof. The devil trying to tell his children that, yes, he's all over. He's out in space. He traveled at one time, according to the Bible. Satan was able to travel up and down like a ladder out to the edge of this solar system and back down, up and down. There is a planet out there, they believe, that was probably the planet that Lucifer actually was it was his home base. And it's missing. Some call it the Red Star, Nibiru. Well, little by little, what's in the Bible is being revealed through science, true science. Okay, going back to what happens within DARPA, a cult group within DARPA, within the U.S. Navy. Well, Michael Aquino, an occult Satanist, high-ranking witch in the Navy, there on Treasure Island in the bay in San Francisco, near San Francisco. They're in everything. Same with Anthony. His lineage. Where does his lineage come from? Why is he allowed to work with these people? He's working with these, with DARPA, in the bio labs in America, in China. He's aware of what's going on in Canada, in Europe. He's working, and part of his work is fusion chemistry, biology, wireless networks, encryption, nanobots, bioweapons. He's involved in a lot. He has to be. He's part of the coven. And he doesn't mind. He loves to be attacked by people. Because the more that the senator attacks him on live television, and Ted Cruz, and they love it. They are full of ego, full of pride. They love the spotlight, and they love death. They are children of death. And I think earlier today on the Alex Jones program, they were talking about how Fauci and others were responsible for the death of all these orphans and children back in the 1980s. I don't want to cover that. I think it was already covered. Now let's go into his lineage. His lineage goes back to, what was the, back to 16, Hans Abyss. It was spelled then A-B-I-S, Abyss, but it is pronounced Abyss, like the abyss of hell. So there's a lot in the name. The family in 1618, they ran a talc mine which collapsed and buried a city of 2,500 people of Pleurs, Switzerland. Wiped the city off the map. Then the new town was called Piru. And this Hans, he fled. He knew ahead of time because of the earthquake, the little tremors that were taking place. And this mountain that they were mining from was like the Tower of Babel, just a big mountain. It was kind of like Mount St. Helen, when the side of the mountain blew out. And all that ash and all the mudslides and the fire coming on down the hill, coming down and destroying everything with that big 500-mile-an-hour wind. Well, this kind of had the same type of a setting, where when that mountain gave way, they'd been mining. The whole mountain was mined. There was nothing holding up the top. So it caves in, kills everybody, And then they moved to Chur, Switzerland, and Kyrgyzstan. They continued to mine for another century. Then you've heard of the Queen's Rio Tinto mines. They're still working today in Kyrgyzstan. They're still mining talc, gold, silver, coal, uranium. And basically, the nation is in abject poverty, but they continue to fill their underground vaults with everything precious. They don't keep anything on the surface of the earth. So with Fauci's, and this is, again, is out of Americans for Innovation. This one was out of April the 9th, 2021. It was very recent. So, the family bloodline. Now they use the word obsessed. I agree. They're obsessed with satanic royal rulership. They love to devour God's image in humanity's children by murdering them through bombs, poisons, irradiation, pollution, vaccines, pedophilia, ritual sacrifice, hallucinogens, neurotoxins, psychotomimetics, medics, eugenics, and the bank profit taking to achieve all of this. So, the Abbey Swiss family crest is coming up next. A snake eating a child.
On Tuesday, December 7th, Life Choices is participating in Colorado Gives Day. I know many of you are passionate about life and want to make a difference, but don't know how. Go online to lifechoices.org and click on Colorado Gives to schedule a payment for December 7th or call 303-651-2050. Your giving will save and transform lives. Call 303-651-2050 or go to lifechoices.org and make a difference for life.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat. The law. Back in the US, back in the USSR.
Psychotomimetics, that's how you pronounce that. I don't agree with this. I try to master everything that gives me problems in life. And that's the way we should all be. We got to master everything that's taking place. We have to be the masters. We have to be the top of understanding of the world in which we live. Just like this word, psychotomimetics. Master your world. Take control of your world. Don't let somebody else do the work for you. You look at what you need to look at. It's the best advice I can give you. If I have any wisdom at all, I would tell you, master what you do. If you don't understand something, master it. It's important. You can't master everything, but there are some things that you need to master. With these lineages, these occult lineages, at the end of the world, Christ said that everything is going to be brought out, made known. What's hidden is going to be exposed, going to be brought out into the streets. Just like Ceausescu and his wife, these murderers, they got what they deserved. Eventually, they went to before the court. They denied all their crimes. They stated to the judge, to the prosecutors, they had no right to prosecute them. Well, sentence was passed. Execution by firing squad. They rebelled. They fought it. They said, you can't do this. You have no legal right. They took him out into the square, and they shot him dead. There is justice, God's way. And people think it's cruel. Well, justice of the wicked is never cruel. Justice of the wicked is righteous. These people, there's going to be justice, a righteous justice coming to them. So, now with the Abyss family crest, it is a gold snake with the crown on it, and the snake is climbing up, and in its mouth is a human child. And to the side of this snake are two buckets, silver buckets, because they profit from gold, uranium, other resources, and the offspring of the Abyss family are still in business in Switzerland. And the source of what I'm presenting to you that was presented to the people that put this article together, American Intelligence Media, was Klaus Schwab's Zurich University, ETH Zurich University. So even his companion in the crime had to bring the truth out. The Abyss family, they want to pronounce it Abbeys, like Abbey Road. Nope, it's Abyss. It's from hell. The Abyss family exploited Swiss neutrality to ship uranium, gold, talc, other vital resources from Kyrgyzstan, and they've been doing it since the 1650s. Schwab's Davos is 15 straight miles from Fauci's Abyss family stronghold in Chur, Switzerland. Anthony Fauci and Klaus Schwab are Swiss kissing cousins and profiting from human devourment. And it says in the article that the Abyss's family name is unique among surnames. It means the regions of hell, conceived of as a bottomless pit, Satan's dark pit. So, these lineages, excuse me, they are important to understand. Now, with Fauci, you have to have a network of government agencies with corporations, and they picked this man probably when he was in his 30s. They have a plan with him. How did they know the plan with Anthony Fauci? Because in the kingdom of the occult, the devil gives the children of the occult direction as to who's going to be placed where. In the occult, you have all these families. All the families are in the occult, but there is a hierarchy. And they have to take that position that they are given. Unless they are given a position, they pretty much, they're just quiet. They're still. they're careful. The word careful is the best way to put it. When they do their ritual sacrifices, they want to be careful because they don't want to be the person up there on the altar, on the slab. They don't want to be the person that's going to be devoured, whose blood is going to be drained. They're careful. They're careful not to shake the tree. They're careful not to shake the boat, rock the boat. So, who, again, would be the handlers of Fauci? It goes back to the British Pilgrim Society in New York and London, the city of London. They are the ones who direct everything. Fauci was picked to work with the National Institute of Health. He was picked. He didn't work his way into and up to that position. No, he was strategically placed by the occult powers. Just like Schwab has been strategically placed by the occult powers. Bill Gates has been strategically placed by occult powers. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, these people. If you investigate by going to a search engine, and you can search, don't go to Google, go to Start Page, go to DuckDuckGo. You can search with these things that I'm presenting to you, and you'll find information that will keep you up all night. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC, will be right back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Sentara in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
I'm a firm believer in the black and the white. When you can find the truth, when it's written down, when it's documented, then you know that you have a true representation of what has happened to the true of history. Now, with the starting back in like the late 1800s, with this matter of biological warfare through Purbright Institute, through Burroughs Wellcome Trust, funded by Bill Gates, by Fauci, by the UN, by the World Health Organization, funded by the Tavistock Institute and the Wellcome Trust again. What is it they started doing? They experimented in the Boers in South Africa, the blacks, from 1899 to 1902 with measles, typhoid, and diphtheria. They also, number two, they used wireless radiological effects on the human body after the British Admiralty Post Office and Rothschild stole Nikola Tesla's patents for wireless use. Already studying with the 5G. Back then it was like 0.5G. But now we're moving up the chain. They also involved with chemical warfare in World War I, mustard gas. Remember that? The Spanish flu in 1919, it was just an accident, correct? No, not true. They experimented again in World War II with what happened in Germany. They were part of it. They've been experimenting with nuclear irradiation. They're doing it still with chemo patients. I hate to say that. Agent Orange in Vietnam. I recently have friends that passed away from years and years and years of suffering from the effects of Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. One just died here about 3 months ago. The mass murder in Rwanda with Obama, with the Clintons. It was more so with the Clintons at that time. It was to take over the rare earth minerals in the Congo. That was not an accident. I'd like to do a program on that. I've been studying about it. What happened in Kosovo? The attacks, the fake massacres blamed on the Orthodox Christians to pave the way for the Muslim migrant hordes. It has come to pass. Again, this was part of their agenda. Remember what I read yesterday? Albert Pike, how they would use Christianity and Islam to fight each other, to cull each other, kill each other, to depopulate. Nanoparticles as bioweapons. What are we seeing today? 9/11 killings to consolidate Fauci von DARPA's power. DARPA really came into power. Also, they've been involved with genetic modified foods as well as all the diseases that come about by GMOs. One of the main attacks of GMOs is the gut, is the intestines. If you can't digest, if you can't absorb nutrients, you're going to be sickly. You're going to be unwell. You're going to suffer. You have to be able, the gut, the intestines, they are the, you might say, the heart, yes, is the life of the body. But also, you have to have a gut system that works if you want to be well. Because the guts not only absorb to provide nutrients that you need, minerals, but also it helps to keep all the organs healthy and to eliminate what needs to be eliminated. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be back tomorrow, one more day, and we'll take a break for the weekend. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, the very best. See you tomorrow.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling?
just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.